In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
In December of 2021, the bodies of two women were found in the woods near a motel in Alexandria.
Nearby, investigators made a puzzling discovery, a shopping cart.
Shortly after the finding, the murders were linked with another two bodies found earlier in the year, for which there was video evidence showing the perpetrator using a shopping cart to transport the remains of his victims.
These findings led authorities to begin a wide search of missing persons that could have also fallen victim to this shopping cart killer.
Just how much damage was this killer able to inflict before being captured? Welcome to 2022, Sarah.
Thank you. It's definitely weird because I, like, have not worked since, like, well before, you know, early 2022. Like, I took off, I think, the week of New Year's as well. So I'm like,
yes.
Wow. I don't think I've worked since like around Christmas.
Okay, so you don't know how to open a laptop. I'm shocked you were connected
basically
to Wi-Fi.
I know, right? I'm like, is this right? How do I save to a PDF?
Oh, girl, you are asking the wrong person. But yeah, you are missed. But people were loving Jorge last week.
I mean,
they were thirsting.
I know. I can't even blame them. We have so much like Jorge thirst in the Facebook group, not in the true crime group, in the DMs.
It is. Oh. Yeah, it is in the DMs. And it's so funny because I don't know if you listen. At the end, I was like, do you want to give out your Instagram? And Jorge was like, no. And I was like, they'll find you.
They some will. Did. They some found his like acting, like, I don't know, profile or bio or something.
I'm like, we cover Don't Fuck With Cats. We have our body move-ins. They know how to get their bodies moving. All right. Yeah.
In Jorge's direction, yeah.
He's an engaged man, sorry to everybody, but yes. Maybe he'll invite you to the wedding. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I can't hate. I definitely don't have as smooth of a voice as Jorge. So
I'm just waiting for an ear, nose, and throat doctor to slide into my DMs to be like, get something checked out.
Right? To be like, this is why you sound so nasally. Oh, it's the way I'm born, probably. But
no, it's as Lady Gaga would say, we're born this way.
Yes. But today, I mean, we're going to cover a case that a lot of you guys have been DMing us about at Not Another True Crime. If you want to send us DMs about like cases to cover, we really do heed your suggestions because I just never have ideas.
No, and it's so hard because it's one of those things like you open up there's so much to cover. It's so hard to pick, you know what I mean? Of something
exactly
to investigate deep dive. And I also love too, and you're in agreement with this, we enjoy covering cases and talking about ones that y'all are interested in too. So definitely share those with us because we're doing it for you. We're doing this. We want to have this as a full conversation of things you guys are interested in.
Truly. Yeah. There is no shortage of like crimes that we could cover, but it's always just a matter of like, all right, what should we do this week? Also, yeah, we are very week to week. We're not very planned out over here on this podcast.
I think they can get the vibe from our existence.
Facts.
That we don't, I can't plan out, my fridge is just molding away. I can't plan out a meal. I can't plan out a podcast, no, but we're doing it.
That is facts. But yeah, we're going to talk about the shopping cart killer. There's not a ton of information because this is still unfolding and it seemed like he was caught relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Of course, like multiple women were killed, which is extremely horrible, but at least he was not like terrorizing the area for like 30 years. Although he may have a past that investigators are trying to discover right now.
And connect to, yeah.
But basically what's happened is in 2021, authorities in Virginia discovered that a serial killer was meeting victims on dating apps or dating sites, killing them, and then using a shopping cart to transport their remains.
This is always like the biggest fear of dating. Like it's like,
I know.
Like the nightmare comes through. It's like one of those things when like, I feel like people who list a podcast like this, we have no chill or relaxation when like a friend's going on a date. I'm like, give me your, drop a pin.
I know. I will say, and this is like definitely not victim blaming at all, but I don't think that a lot of people listening to this podcast have a lot to fear unless your dates are happening in motels as these were, because then that's like a super scary like situation because you're meeting someone in a private location that you don't
That's
know.
True. Always go to a public, always just go to, get to a wine bar early. I like to say, because I like to become friends with bartenders. I always get to the wine bar early and be like, hey, I'm going on a date, just, you know, like, chat, like, and I always just trust bartenders blindly.
You know, yeah, like, here's our code word if you think the vibes are off.
Yes, 100%. And maybe you'll fall in love with the bartender and then it could all work out.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good meet cute.
Who knows?
Like, he rescues you from a bad date.
Oh, my God.
Right? Gives all you right, a Jersey pour.
We have 10 months to write that Hallmark movie. We got that for Christmas.
We could do it. I think we can. But the suspected killer has been identified as Anthony Robinson, age 35, of Washington, D.C. Investigators believe he uses Plenty of Fish and the dating app Tagged to lure his victims. I will say I've never heard of Tagged.
I've never either. I know Plenty of Fish, and what's hard, because I feel like Plenty of Fish is an app that does skew older, too.
Yes. I mean, I definitely used it in Atlanta when I was, like, 23, but there weren't that many dating apps.
That's also true. It was more of, like, it was, like, there. I made, like, an eHarmony account once. I'm like, what is going on? I've never heard of Tag, though.
Yikes. I'm going to say I Googled it. It does not. It looks, like, very janky. Like, their website advertises it as the social network for meeting new people, and
isn't that just
social? It doesn't even have like pictures. It just has an empty box where you put in like your information and then you click sign up. Like, this shit looks like it was designed in like 2010.
Oh yeah.
Like, this is not it.
That is very okay. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. This looks very confusing. I cannot go on one more dating app.
Right.
But I don't have the phone storage. That, I don't have the phone storage.
This is not the one. I don't think it doesn't even have a hook. The hook is just like meet people.
That's what's so confusing. It's sort of like end of the hour Shark Tank.
Yeah. Where you're like, all right. Oh God. So that's what he was using. And he would arrange meetings, like we said, in motels, where he would then kill his victims and dispose of their remains in shopping carts. I have a lot of questions, but I just, like, number one being, like, what is with the shopping carts? Sometimes I feel like people almost want to become notorious.
I know what you mean by that. Yeah, or leaving, like a commonality type thing or an identifier.
Yeah, like a calling card. I'm like, was this just done so that this guy could sort of get notoriety?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand the utility of the shopping carts. And where are they being found?
I feel like I see a lot of shopping carts randomly around. I never think twice about them, but maybe now I should. But
I mean, I guess that's true. It's like you just have to be. It's like you have to be somewhere that's near a store that's going to have a shopping cart.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, like you can't just like go to a cabin in the woods, although there was a wooded area involved, but we'll get to that. But so as far as the timeline of this case goes, it kind of started November 2021. So on November 23rd, authorities found the bodies of two women ages 54 and 39 in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And the Harrisonburg and Charlottesville police departments were each conducting separate missing person searches for these women when their bodies were discovered. And they were found a short distance from each other, but they were killed at separate times. And their remains were found in an open lot. The victims were identified as Beth Redmond and Tanita Smith. So then in mid-December, investigators found the remains of two more victims next to a Target shopping cart. So one of the victims was identified as Cheyenne Brown, and she was 29 years old, and she had gone missing in Southeast D.C. in September. Now, remember, like, they found her 2 months later in December. She was last seen September 30th when she took the Washington Metro to the Huntington stop in Alexandria. She had a 7-year-old son and was pregnant with her second child. And cell phone and video records placed her and this guy that we talked about, Anthony Robinson, placed them at the same metro stop on the same day.
Hmm.
And then also cell phone records placed them both near a place called the Moon Inn Motel in Alexandria. So we know motels are his MO. And also Robinson stayed at that motel on at least 5 other occasions. So he had been there before.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The other victim has been identified as a 48-year-old by the name of Stephanie Harrison. And in a press conference, Chief of Police Kevin Davis said the killer did, quote, unspeakable things to the victim's bodies, but that's all the information we have right now. I know initially they were having trouble identifying the second victim because I read they were in like a plastic container. And like there was some really bad decomposition. So it was taking a while to identify who it was. And so Davis also said that their theory was essentially that after killing them, Robinson put their bodies in, allegedly, in the shopping cart and transported them to the woods in the cart. Because I believe they were found in a sort of wooded area, like off of a road near a shopping center.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's also the thing, too, if you're like in a, like if you're covered up in like a container, like you put them in with stuff on, people would just assume someone's taking a shopping cart to their car or something like that, you know?
Yeah. And one of the victims was found inside some kind of plastic container, which I also have a lot of questions about. What Tupperware is big enough to hold a person?
I feel like probably like a container store, like jumbo situation.
Yeah, maybe.
And then, yeah, but oh God, that's also such a alarming thing too, of like almost like putting the victim in like a casket. You know what I mean? In a weird way for like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the other victim only had a blanket covering her, which I think might have been why they were at first like struggling to identify who she was. But the bodies were eventually identified through DNA. And then on January 8th, a fifth victim was potentially linked to the killer. So this was related to a woman who was found in a shopping cart in Fairfax County, whose body was only covered with a blanket. And she was found near Union Station back in September. But only now are investigators linking the case to Robinson because of digital evidence, which places him in the area around the time that this woman disappeared. And she has been identified as 40-year-old Sonia Champ. But the difference with this is that she wasn't on dating apps, apparently. And when she disappeared, she was just hiking on some trails in the area. So that is a little bit different from how the other victims.
I know. So TBD on that complete linking, but who knows? So, yeah. So like Sarah was mentioning, this case, it was weird because it kind of like picked up in November, but they were able to find the guy and capture him, and that's sort of how it started to get in the public of like covering and tying a lot of this together. So the person that they have identified as the shopping cart killer was Anthony Robinson, who is 35 years old. And Robinson is currently being held at the Rockingham Harrisonburg Regional Jail in Harrisonburg, Virginia, for 2 counts of felony murder and 2 counts of concealing, transporting, or altering a dead body, because like they said, the MO of him putting them in a shopping cart, covering them up, moving them, and everything like that. He has been charged with the murders of Elizabeth Redmond and Tanita Larise Smith in November, and video evidence and phone records were used to connect him to the 2 Harrisonburg women. Videos, like Sarah was mentioning, show him using the shopping carts to drop off the victims in the lot. And Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis said that he, quote unquote, preys on the weak, he preys on the vulnerable, and he does unspeakable things with the victims.
Yeah, I feel like there's just a lot that we don't know yet because it's not been released to the public, which is totally like fair.
Fair, the police don't want to just exclusively give it to us, yeah. Well, what I've also, it's interesting, and I, because I was just doing some more researching on the Tagged app, it's apparently you don't have to match with people to start talking to them too.
Interesting.
So it's like you don't really have to like vet them more so, you know what I mean? I guess it's like an app where you more so just kind of like probably see like geographically who is close to you or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Which, I feel like with Plenty of Fish, you don't really need to match either, at least like when I was on it years ago. You could just like message whoever, which made it kind of like a cesspool. But
yeah.
Also like you didn't have to wait to match with someone and message them, which is always good. You could just kind of shoot your shot.
Give it all, yes.
Yeah.
Davis, the police chief, suspects that Robinson has more victims, and also that kind of is inspired. Now authorities are working to try to identify them, find them, everything like that. It has been noted that Robinson has a quote-unquote remarkable absence of criminal history and has jobs ranging from New York City to Virginia, which means that they are kind of assuming or allegedly that the reach of his crimes could be from New York to Virginia, everywhere in between.
I guess that is kind of interesting because, like, you don't – if he has no criminal record, I mean, maybe he just has never been caught committing a crime, which would be, you know – quite lucky of him, but it's also kind of wild to go from 0 to 100, honestly.
That's because usually there would be, at least I feel like in serial killers we've covered in the past, like some
there's like some petty theft and arson, yeah,
knocking over garbage, you know what I mean, something yeah. like that. But really to have like it squeaky clean to this is very 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 curious, and so yeah. I know I am interested to see what has been going on in the past, if they find anything. And also, they're starting to do this by cross-referencing his online dating matches with missing people reports. And they've met with, like, 35 other police departments kind of to have, like, a widespread full sweep on this. Chief Warner says that Robinson hasn't given the police a cooperative statement since his arrest. And the police are requesting help from the FBI Behavioral Analysis Unit to learn
Criminal Minds,
about
what up?
Very CM, very Criminal Minds. And they are also working with authorities in New York and Harrisonburg. So kind of just all over. So this is kind of one of those stories that, like, we're learning more about it day by day, week by week. So we'll definitely keep an eye out to give more updates and cover, because it is very interesting that, like, nothing has been covered on him before. So very curious to see what that means, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the coverage I was finding was very, like, piecemeal, like a discovery here, another one there. But I couldn't really find anything, all the info kind of coherently laid out in one place. I was just, like, you know, finding one CBS News article, like one, like local DC article, New York Times. Like, people were kind of covering it as it was unfolding.
It's kind of like they got it up. And I mean, I understand why.
Totally.
We know the beast of the media where it's like they put in the headline and then it just says more stuff to come. And we're like, okay, when is that?
I know, but I need an article that, like, you know, goes into the most recent victim. And then, like, after they're done giving you that information, then they go back and, like, rehash all the other stuff.
Yeah, they should. When it's like the update page break.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, hopefully this will, like, help some other families also get resolution.
Get answers.
Like, because if they're, you know, cross-referencing missing persons cases, maybe they'll resolve some other ones.
I hope so, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This other case you want to talk about that's sort of in the breaking news aspect, I have not heard about this at all. And so I'm curious. I want to learn with everybody else about this.
Yeah, I'm actually really, I'm excited to talk about it just because my sister lives in Boulder. She is, like, extremely environmentally conscious. And I don't think you need to be like scared of wildfires, but she's very, like, aware of these wildfires and the air quality has been pretty bad the past few big ones, this one included. It was very close to her.
That's what, because one of my brother's friends is in Boulder and is like, they were like, I can't tell if I have COVID, so I have shortness of breath, or is it the air quality, or is it fucking both? Because I've been hearing about the fires, but not the potential cause of them is what we're maybe getting into.
Yeah, so the cause of them. So, I mean, there was this huge wildfire in Boulder that began on December 30th. And, like, I just remember talking to my sister about it on the phone before New Year's.
Because
she was just like, this is really close to me, I don't know if I should evacuate, like, you know, stuff like that. It was really scary. And so that wildfire ended up burning over 6,000 acres in Superior, Louisville, and Boulder County, and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. And one man was killed and a woman is still missing. So it was like really big and scary. But the reason that everybody is messaging us about it is because 12 Tribes, which is the cult that runs the Yellow Deli, is now being investigated sort of like in connection with this fire.
Which is blowing my mind because, you know, we covered them and I am like very, their reach is kind of next level.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I was hearing about this like on my trip and I was trying to explain to my friends what the Yellow Deli is. And I'm like, they have this cult. They try to recruit male virgins. They have really good sandwiches, apparently. But like,
I also am loving the idea of you in Costa Rica, like everyone having like a Mai Tai or something. And you're like, so there is this deli.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, okay, Sarah.
No, like, literally.
Have you had one too many or not enough manys?
Probably not enough. They're like, all right, get this girl a margarita and shut her up.
Oh my God, I'm doing Dry January, so I need you to have one in my honor.
Oh my God, yes. Well, okay, so here's like kind of why this is being investigated. 6 days before that fire, which is called the Marshall Fire, by the way, a concerned citizen basically was passing by the compound and called authorities because they saw this literal trash fire at the 12 Tribes compound. And this Mountain View fire rescue crew visited the compound, but they didn't end up extinguishing the fire since it wasn't legal to set. But what they saw was a man burning trash in a dirt field. And according to the report, the fire could be seen from the road, which like makes sense how a passerby would, you know, see it and call it in. The area was not under a burn ban. I guess they have those there, which makes sense.
Because it is, yeah.
And the man who was like burning the fire had some control measures in place. Like the report mentions a water source, for example. So I think they were like, all right, we'll just, you know, let you get to it.
Do your thing.
Yeah. But now the compound is under investigation and the women who reported that fire, this background Christmas, said the flames were tall and I didn't see any human beings around. Hmm. And it was also apparently dry and windy that day.
Interesting. And also you're saying that, because I saw you said that they were burning railroad tires or ties. Also, I'm confused. So there's just places and I guess you could just set things on fire?
I think you can. Well, there are places where you can't. Like
that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That is very interesting.
I feel like I got Making a Murder vibes, like they had those burn barrels. But no, I think the guy was just setting like an open fire, which just seems like not the thing to do where in a place where you have wildfires.
Yes, and like literally just like trees that catch on fire very easily everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't support it either. Yeah, so basically the Boulder County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant of the compound. Hmm. And a neighbor who lived near the compound told the Denver Post that the members would regularly burn things on the property. And in the past, the fires had gotten out of control. And the sheriff's office had been called to the compound 7 times since 2014 for issues not related to fires or burning.
All right, so this compound has a lot going on.
That's what I'm saying. They have a lot going on. So between 2018 and December 29th, 2021, the sheriff's office received 30 calls for things like trespassing, welfare checks, child issues. We had talked about that in our episode about how they they faced child abuse allegations. Also, go listen to our Yellow Deli episode if you haven't, because it'll give you background on just like why these people are kind of scary.
And also show why people would they could be doing what are they being accused of doing now or being thought about doing now.
Yeah, totally. They also received 12 calls about controlled burns. But that's not actually a complaint. This is basically a call that a property owner will kind of make preemptively to alert authorities that they are planning to burn something.
I will just never understand this as being a law. Like, hey, I'm going to set fire to the rain. Please don't come over.
Don't be alarmed. Yeah, so most of those calls were made in spring 2020. And I guess what's kind of interesting is that the day of the Marshall Fire, which was like this big fire that destroyed 1,000 homes, the National Weather Service had issued a high wind warning. And when that happens, burning is prohibited in Boulder County. So essentially, there's a whole thing about like they hadn't issued a red alert or something, but they didn't really need to because even if there's a wind warning, then nobody's supposed to burn anything. So I don't really think that anybody should have been starting a fire that day in the first place.
And nobody who would be doing it for the purpose of like removal or cleaning, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. They're investigating it now. That's what's happening. I mean, it doesn't seem like they were, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they were doing anything cult-y with the fire, but it's, you know, like, I don't think burning trash is inherently like a 12 tribes cult ritual. That never really came up.
No. Yeah. Okay. This is,
but it's just an interesting connection that this cult happened to maybe have started this fire.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I mean, that's just what we need to start off 2022.
Also, I'm like, if you need another weird Colorado episode, Colorado is such a bizarre place. Let me just say.
It's beautiful, but bizarre. It's Ava Max Sweet But Psycho.
Literally. Oh, my God. Yeah, you have weed, so you think everybody would be chill. But there's, like, some of the craziest people ever. And there's, like, all these weird cults. Like, I feel like there are so many just... Every, like, random murder case that's huge, like, has a Colorado connection, mm-hmm. I feel like.
They all lay over in that effing airport.
And that's what I was going to say, and the airport. So, yeah, if you need more, like, Colorado weirdness, like, go listen to the episode about the Denver airport, because it's weird.
Bananas, yeah.
Sometimes people, I'll just, if I know someone is flying into Denver, I'll be like, just send me a picture of the Nazi mural. If you find it, and they're always like, what? And I'm like, no, it allegedly exists in some random terminal.
Again, they're like, Sarah, what?
I'm going to get to the airport like 6 hours early next time I go to
Denver. You should. Oh my God. You honestly shouldn't just like camp out there and investigate everything. Like even in the tunnels and the shell, like stuff down there.
Yeah. Find the tunnels, make friends with Lucifer. And like, I'll be a lizard person when I'm done.
You're booked and busy. You booked and busy. Yeah.
Like, why are you at the airport at noon? Your flight's at 8 p.m. I have things to do.
You're like, the girls who get it, and the girls who don't, don't.
100%.
Well, I mean, I am very excited to know you are back, because I guess now we're back into our 2022 competition of the games.
Oh, true. True. I was going to say, apologies for not being Jorge, everyone.
We can't all be me, Sarah. Ooh. No worries.
There he is.
Was your Instagram found? Because I know some people have found photos of you, but was that?
I don't think anyone's actually found me on Instagram. I haven't gotten any DM requests. But
found you on Instagram. I have to look.
I found you, but then I forget. Your handle's not, we don't have to get it, but it's like very tricky to like re-find you once. Because like,
Yeah, it's
he likes it that
like
way.
That for
I was
reason.
Gonna say, I think that's intentional. Yeah.
All right. So today we are taking a little game borrowed from The Price is Right.
Ooh,
America's favorite game show. This is called The Grocery Game. So this is how it's gonna work. Do you know which game this is? The Grocery Game?
No, I'm thinking of Supermarket Sweep, when you just go in and you grab like all the toilet paper.
We're going to do Supermarket Sweep for a podcast.
Let's do that virtually somehow. Everybody honestly, go to your local Key Food or whatever.
Yes.
So this is how it's going to work. We're going to do this one at a time. I have picked certain items for our favorite grocery store, Trader Joe's, of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Wait, no. I never shop there.
Okay. You never shop there, Sarah?
You never shop at You're Trader Joe's? Out.
I live in Queens. Out. We're getting one. Or maybe it just came here, but like, yeah, no.
Yes, okay.
Well, these are some very famous grocery items from Trader Joe's. I'm going to give you each a list of 5 of these items, all right?
Okay.
Your goal is going to be to make it with these items anywhere from $20 to $22. So,
I'm gonna take
for example... I give you 5 items. You're going to pick one of them and tell me how many of that item you're getting. Then okay. I'm going to tell you the price. And then I'm going to give you the chance to pick another item and so on and so forth until you reach that sweet number, which is between $20 and $22. If you go over at any point, you lose.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is tricky.
It's tricky. I have my calculator ready. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Danny. Here are your items.
Wait, also now, do we pick one of each items, or you're going to give me an item and I have to say how many of those I can buy? So each item is its own category, right?
So I'm going to give you the five items, right? Okay. And then you're going to pick any one of them and tell me how many of those you want to buy.
Your goal
is to get to 20 in any combination of these items. But we'll do it as we go.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, so your five items are an avocado, a bag of baby arugula, 7 ounces, so kind of like the standard size bag.
Okay.
Bananas, Vermont maple syrup grade A, the fancy stuff, and extra virgin olive oil, 1 liter, so the full bottle.
That should make sense.
So to start, you're going to pick one of these items and tell me how many of those you want to get.
I'm going to buy 2 bags of baby arugula.
Okay. Baby arugula is $2.49. So that brings your total to $4.98. Okay. So you still want to make it to $20. So now you can pick any one of the 4 remaining items to add to your list.
I'm going to do 7 bananas.
7 bananas. Wow. So bananas are 19 cents.
I was like 19. I was like, you got
19 cents.
So 7 bananas brings you to $1.33.
Oh, shit.
Plus your arugula, you are at $6.31.
Okay. I'm going to do 2 of the olive oils.
2 olive oils. All right. Olive oil is $6.99.
Yes.
Times 2. That brings your price to $13.98. Plus your previous $6.31. You are at $20.29, Danny. Well done. Woo!
This is, you literally
you
picked.
You did it.
Besides the maple syrup, this is my weekly shopping. I don't get a liter of olive oil a week, but.
Well done, Danny, on the board. All right, Sarah, it is your turn, and here are your 5 items. Are you ready? Number 1 is organic wild collected raw honey.
Okay.
16 ounces, so that's sounds like expensive. The standard jar.
Okay.
You also have some frozen ahi tuna steaks, 1 pound of these.
Mm.
You have some almond butter, which is crunchy and salty, a jar.
I don't trust that. You have
Angus filet mignon, 1 pound of this. And your final item is 1 can of black beans.
Well, I feel like I could just do 20 of those. Yeah, let's do it. 20 of the cans. I feel like they're like maybe they're like $1.89. That's a little risky. I don't want to do 20. I'll start with 10 cans of the black beans.
The cans of black beans are 99 cents, Sarah. So you would have been right on the money.
Damn it.
But 10 of them.
No.
Are $9.90.
My use of Trader Joe's being so cheap.
Girl, that's why I always go there.
What am I
doing?
It's
so cheap.
Damn, I'm pissed. Okay.
And now you got ahi and angus. I've never heard of these other things.
Yeah, I think the, wait, what was it like? It was the ahi tuna honey, the filet mignon, and then what else?
Almond butter, crunchy salty.
Oh, almond butter, I feel like is like $11 a jar.
I was going to say.
So if I do, it's $20 or $22?
You want to be between 20 and 22.
It's like if I do one of those, I could be right on the money. All right, I'll do 1 jar of almond butter. Weird meal, but let's go for it.
5 minutes in almond butter. Oh, 1 jar of crunchy salty almond butter is $6.49.
Is it? Wow.
That's it. So that brings your total to $16.39. So getting close, Sarah. Getting close.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, let's just do one of the honey jars.
1 jar of honey is $4.99.
Nailed it.
Oh!
Which brings you to $21.69. You
there we
have
go.
Done it. Well done. Nice. Well, you have both gotten on the board, so now it's time for the final test. My favorite snack of all time from Trader Joe's is obviously the salted peanut butter filled pretzel nuggets.
Don't.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, I like am trying not to buy those this year because I eat them in once. I mukbang those. Like, oh my God.
I mean, I literally ate like a Reese's cup right before this.
They're so good. Oh my God. I'm like salivating at the thought.
So this is what we're going to do. You are both going to write down the price for a bag of these. And whoever has the closest without going over is going to be the winner of today's game.
Okay.
This is hard because I get them all the time, but I always close my eyes when I get them because I want to just I want to justify getting them. We're talking about the big bags, right?
Yeah, the big bag.
Okay. One time I accidentally got the unsalted versions and it was the worst experience of my life.
They're actually so much worse. But I mean, I ate them anyways.
I ate them and was just pissed about it.
So remember, you're trying to get closest without going over.
Okay, wait, how big is the bag?
16 ounces.
Like, I know what that means.
I think I'm envisioning the bag correctly.
It's the size you get.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. To reveal?
Yes.
All right. Danny, what did you write?
I said $3.99.
Sarah?
$2.49.
Sarah is exactly correct.
Wow!
Well done, dang, Sarah.
Oh, man. I need to shop at Trader Joe's now.
They're so cheap.
I'm like a pro.
They're so cheap and so addicting.
Oh, that's
They're
so,
so bad for you. Oh, my God. And you just end up like the entire time.
Oh,
with
my God.
Delicious.
Well, Sarah, congratulations. You are first on the board of the 2022 championship.
Yay.
Boom, boom.
Well done.
Thank
now
you.
You're ready to tear up that Queen's Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God. I'm getting a million bags of those pretzel nuggets.
Do but don't.
I know. I got there. I did go to the Trader Joe's across the street from our office, and I got their, like, peanut butter cups. They were so good.
Oh, the sunflower
yeah.
ones?
So better than Reese's. Yeah, I have to say, because it's, like, real so peanut good. Butter in there.
Oh, my God. And they get the everything but the bagel dip.
Oh, ooh. The dip. They also have the seasoning that you can add on.
I love the seasoning.
I have that in my anything. And they have everything but the corn elote dip.
So it's just cheese.
I haven't tried that one.
That sounds amazing.
It's cheese. So good.
It's so good.
It's cheese with like seed, like spices. I have no clue. I've ingested it all. Oh my God.
They also have a yuzu hot sauce that ooh. Is like vinegar based. It is so freaking good. Highly recommend.
Interesting. Ugh. Ooh, well, now I'm hungry, so I'm off to go.
Starving.
That was a very fun game. Thank you, Jorge.
That was fun.
Starting no problem.
Off. Mathematically.
Love it.
Yeah, but and also, you know, if you guys are as obsessed with peanut butter pretzels as we are, let us know in Not Another True Crime group, of course. And if you're just still obsessed with Jorge, you can comment that in there too.
I know. Someone was like, I DM'd asking about Jorge and they didn't respond. And I think I read it and was just like, I don't even know what to say. And like just forgot to answer. So sorry about that.
Reshoot the shot to me and Sarah, I guess. We'll intercept it. But you DM that on Not Another True Crime, that Instagram. Jorge's blushing so much right now.
I know. Or just DM me, Sarah Lameme. I'll help you out.
And you can follow me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K. I'll help you. We'll make something work.
We'll find you a Jorge, maybe not our
yes.
Jorge.
Yes. Okay. Oh, if happily would chat about people needing dating tip questions or anything like that, just on why DMs. Not? I'm not drinking for the month, so I need something to
do.
Time.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
Well,
so proud
Marina, if you're listening, you have nothing to worry about. The wedding is still on.
She's like, fuck Sarah and Danny.
Right?
Being like, yeah, DM as well.
We'll help you get over it. Oh,
oh
man.
God. All right. We have to end this before Jorge has to cancel Forrest. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. You know the deal. Hopefully with some wine this time.
Oh, please.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Levine and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at NATC Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.